Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Seth Stokes, 106.3 WORD News, here with Ben Howard. He's going to be participating in a Ride to Remember. It's a bike ride from Simpsonville to Charleston, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
It's happening here soon. And, Ben, thank you so much for talking to me about this. Now, this is your first time doing the event, correct?
Correct.
So what is your motivation for hopping on a bicycle and wanting to pedal that many miles?
You know, I fell in love with biking when I lived in Santa Monica in 2011. And I had a few friends that did this ride over the past few years. And they have kind of put it in my mind, hey, you need to go out and ride a little bit. And, you know, it fell on a weekend. It's pretty sentimental to me. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it next year. So I thought about it for a while, and by February 15th, I knew I was going to do it.
So once you made the decision to do it, what has the training schedule been like? Because this isn't just like hopping on the bicycle and riding down to the grocery store or entering a 5K and running 3 miles and feeling good about yourself. I mean, this is a substantial multi-day ride.
Yeah, in fact, you speak of multi-day. First day is 65 miles, second day is 89 miles, and last day is 99 miles. So when I decided I wanted to do it, I looked at the mileage. I knew that I could at least get 50 miles out of my body per day already. So I looked at what I could do to improve my riding, improve my endurance, and I just hopped on the bike and started riding. I didn't do the longest rides. In fact, some days, you know, I only do 5 or 10 miles. You know, I'll do some climbing, try to improve what I know about the bike. But here lately, I've been trying to do 3 or 4 days a week where I do 30 to 40 miles.
Now, I know this will be the first time you've done this ride, but you have friends that have done it before, and just in talking with them, this isn't something you want to do with a bike off the big box store shelf, right?
No, I'm sure that there's people that have done that. And in fact, looking at the pictures that I saw some flat handlebars. I saw some people just out there looking recreational. For me, I knew that I wanted to go into it strong. I already had a road bike, a carbon road bike, so I knew I was prepared on that with equipment. But I mean, it's pretty hard on your gear. I mean, you're riding on the road with elements. You're gonna see potholes. You're gonna see heat. Definitely should think about the equipment you're on when you want to do something like this.
Now, this is a ride that supports Alzheimer's. Doing this and raising awareness and support and funds, you know, how does that make you feel personally?
You know, I'm really excited to be a part of it, just for the fact that not only, like I said, I had my personal reasons, but also to be able to support and bring money. And as a rider, you have to raise $750 to be a part. When you raise that, you know that 750 to, you know, some people raised $2,000+ for it. You know that donation is going to help someone in need who is, you know, battling something, and that helps their family. I mean, even just the little bits, and we're thinking about donations, but you're not thinking about sometimes where that money could go as far as, maybe some of that money could buy 2 new chairs for a hospital room. That's what we did with our radiothon, remember? But just to think about it in that sense, that's 2 nights that a loved one can be there with their person in the hospital. And that right there is probably, I mean, that's powerful, because those 2 nights may be all that they have. So you think about things like that, or you think about someone who needs testing that doesn't have the money to get the testing or to get transportation to the hospital. I mean, just, we never know exactly where every dollar goes, but when I think about things like that, it was a true motivator.
How difficult was the fundraising for this?
I'm lucky that I have a large network I was able to get half of my money within the first week of donations, just putting it out through Facebook only, which, you know, over $350 within 3 days, three, 4 days. Afterwards, it was extremely hard because I don't like to post a lot of times, you know, donation links. It's just not something that I do, but I knew it was for a great cause. So I posted it about 10 times and I was able to get all the donations. I was also lucky enough to have a few people who really, really gave. So that worked for me well. You know, if someone gives over $50, I mean, for me, that's really giving because, you know, there's so many donation links now that, you know, you take that out of your week.
For anybody else that's new to this ride, like you are, what advice would you give them as far as preparing for this thing up to this point?
I can give you some of my own personal advice as well as also give you some advice that I've been given. First, I'm going to give you the advice I've been given, which is the number one thing, hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. You're doing this in the middle of July. Sometimes that weekend could end up being the hottest weekend of the summer. So you got to think about, you're going through Columbia, you're going through Orangeburg. Those places are extremely hot. So hydrate, hydrate. Don't ride. Just drinking water alone. Make sure you have an additive. Make sure you're using your water bottles. Don't be stubborn. We want to make this ride safe. So that's the first thing I would say is, you know, be safe. If it takes you a little bit longer because you have to stop and drink, be smart about it. And, you know, there's support all the way down from what I'm hearing. There's support every, you know, so number amount of miles. So be smart, be safe. And then also is, you know, be cautious to your surroundings, to the riders around you. I've heard it's a great ride. I've heard the first 20 miles can be hectic, but afterwards, you know, it's a great ride and it's absolutely fun. I've watched the couple of videos that I've seen and it looks like an amazing experience that I feel everyone should have. As far as my own personal ideas or my personal advice is, if you're going to do this ride and you figure out you're going to do this ride in the winter, if you don't wait till last minute like I did, I would say hop on a trainer or hop on the road right away. Don't skip winter, even if it's just 5 or 10 miles a day. Keep your body strong. And as the spring comes in, utilize spring because you've got great riding weather. It's not too hot. You can get a lot of miles in.
Ben, thank you so much for talking to me about this, and we'll circle back around after the ride and see how you feel and get your thoughts then.
Yeah, I should have some video and some great photos for you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.